The section about the nine charnel grounds. The first charnel ground. Moreover, monks, it's as if a monk might see a body thrown into a charnel ground, dead for 1 day, or dead for 2 days, or dead for 3 days, bloated, discoloured, having become quite rotten. He then compares it with his own body, thinking, this body also has such a nature, has such a constitution, has not gotten beyond this. Thus he dwells, contemplating the nature of the body and the body in regard to himself, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body and the body in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself and in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of dissolution in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination and dissolution in the body, or else mindfulness that there is a body is established in him, just as far as is necessary for a full measure of knowledge and a full measure of mindfulness, and he dwells independent and without being attached to anything in the world. In this way, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body. The second charnel ground. Moreover, monks, it's as if a monk might see a body thrown into a charnel ground, being eaten by crows, or being eaten by hawks, or being eaten by vultures, or being eaten by dogs, or being eaten by jackals, or being eaten by various kinds of worms. He then compares it with his very own body, thinking, this body also has such a nature, has such a constitution, has not gone beyond this. Thus he dwells, contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself and in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of dissolution in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination and dissolution in the body, or else mindfulness that there is a body is established in him, just as far as is necessary for a full measure of knowledge and a full measure of mindfulness, and he dwells independent and without being attached to anything in the world. In this way, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body. The third charnel ground. Moreover, monks, it's as if a monk might see a body thrown into a charnel ground, a skeleton with flesh and blood, bound together by tendons. He then compares it with his very own body, thinking, this body also has such a nature, has such a constitution, has not gone beyond this. Thus he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself and in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of dissolution in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination and dissolution in the body, or else mindfulness that there is a body is established in him, just as far as is necessary for a full measure of knowledge and a full measure of mindfulness, and he dwells independent and without being attached to anything in the world. In this way, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body. The fourth charnel ground. Moreover, monks, it's as if a monk might see a body thrown into a charnel ground, a skeleton without flesh, smeared with blood, bound together by tendons. He then compares it with his very own body, thinking, this body also has such a nature, has such a constitution, has not gone beyond this. Thus he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body in regard to himself, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body in regard to himself and in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of dissolution in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination and dissolution in the body, or else mindfulness that there is a body is established in him, just as far as is necessary for a full measure of knowledge and a full measure of mindfulness, and he dwells independent and without being attached to anything in the world. In this way, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body. The fifth charnel ground. Moreover, monks, it's as if a monk might see a body thrown into a charnel ground, a skeleton, no longer having flesh and blood, bound together by tendons. He then compares it with his very own body, thinking, this body also has such a nature, has such a constitution, has not gone beyond this. Thus he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body in regard to himself, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself and in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of dissolution in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination and dissolution in the body, or else mindfulness that there is a body is established in him, just as far as is necessary for a full measure of knowledge and a full measure of mindfulness, and he dwells independent and without being attached to anything in the world. In this way, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body. The sixth charnel ground. Moreover, monks, it's as if a monk might see a body thrown into a charnel ground, with bones no longer bound together, scattered in all directions, with a hand bone here and a foot bone there, with a knee bone here and a thigh bone there, with a hip bone here, with a bone of the back there, with the skull here. He then compares it with his very own body, thinking, this body also has such a nature, has such a constitution, has not gone beyond this. Thus he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself and in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of dissolution in the body, or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination and dissolution in the body, or else mindfulness that there is a body is established in him, just as far as is necessary for a full measure of knowledge and a full measure of mindfulness, and he dwells independent and without being attached to anything in the world. In this way, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body. The seventh charnel ground. Moreover, monks, it's as if a monk might see a body thrown into a charnel ground, having white bones like the colour of a conch. He then compares it with his very own body, thinking, this body also has such a nature, has such a constitution, has not gone beyond this. Thus he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself and in regard to others, Or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination in the body. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of dissolution in the body. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination and dissolution in the body. Or else mindfulness that there is a body is established in him, just as far as is necessary for a full measure of knowledge and a full measure of mindfulness, and he dwells independent and without being attached to anything in the world. In this way, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body. The eighth charnel ground. Moreover, monks, it's as if a monk might see a body thrown into a charnel ground, a heap of bones more than a year old. He then compares it with his very own body, thinking, this body also has such a nature, has such a constitution, has not gone beyond this. Thus he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself and in regard to others. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination in the body. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of dissolution in the body. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination and dissolution in the body. Or else mindfulness that there is a body is established in him, just as far as is necessary for a full measure of knowledge and a full measure of mindfulness, and he dwells independent and without being attached to anything in the world. In this way, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body. The ninth charnel ground. Moreover, monks, it's as if a monk might see a body thrown into a charnel ground, rotten bones that have become like powder. He then compares it with his very own body, thinking, this body also has such a nature, has such a constitution, has not gone beyond this. Thus he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to others, or he dwells contemplating the nature of the body in regard to himself and in regard to others. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination in the body. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of dissolution in the body. Or he dwells contemplating the nature of origination and dissolution in the body. Or else mindfulness that there is a body is established in him, just as far as is necessary for a full measure of knowledge and a full measure of mindfulness, and he dwells independent and without being attached to anything in the world. In this way, monks, a monk dwells contemplating the nature of the body in the body. The 14 contemplations of the body are finished.